KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents detained workers from at least one Bemidji construction site on Thursday. Larissa Donovan has the story.
ICE detained several people, including at the Villas at Vista North Townhome Development, where roofing work was taking place. Federal officials have not yet confirmed the number of detainees, but local watchdogs estimate between 20 and 40 people were picked up by authorities. ICE appeared to target construction crews. Those crews are commonplace in the still storm-impacted community. Mayor George Prince says the Bemidji Police Department did not assist with the operation. During an interview on Mix 103.7 on Friday morning, Sheriff Jason Riggs says deputies were also not involved. Republican State Representative Badal Duran of Bemidji posted on social media that he spoke with ICE officials directly after the enforcement. ICE reportedly told Duran that the detentions were focused on people who had removal orders or other immigration violations. Duran also reports there are no additional planned operations for the area. A manager of a local Mexican restaurant reached by phone Friday says people are just trying to work.
Make money for their families, make a living, and just... some people don't like that, and they're getting ICE called on them. It's just a terrible situation right now going on.
At the Lake Bemidji waterfront, a small group of indigenous women gathered Friday to demonstrate against ICE's presence in the community. Nicole Bucanaga of the Leech Lake Band says she heard about a friend's son's experience while working with a construction crew.
He's a Leech Lake enrollee, and they attempted to say that he was undocumented to be here.
Angie Gagalai is also a Leech Lake Band member. She says she thinks ICE should have different priorities.
People that they are going after are the hard workers, the one that they come from good families, good backgrounds, and I think they should just go after drug dealers and pedophiles. Leave us alone.
This remains a developing story. KAXE is awaiting comment from ICE and has reached out to those impacted. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
The Minnesota Republican congressional delegation is calling for Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to resign after the release of a House Oversight Committee report on fraud. The committee led by Kentucky Republican James Comer released its report Monday. It says Walz and Ellison ignored rampant fraud in the state's social services programs. Those programs are primarily funded by federal dollars. In a letter to Walz and Ellison sent Wednesday, Representatives Brad Finstad, Tom Emmer, Pete Stauber, and Michelle Fischbach say the confidence needed to effectively govern has been, quote, irreparably damaged. Vice President J.D. Vance has asked the Justice Department to conduct a criminal investigation into Walz and Ellison based on the report. According to MinnPost, the report contains little new information compared to a preliminary report released in March. Walz and Ellison have both appeared before the committee and deny its allegations. Requests for comment from both were not returned as of Friday afternoon. A McGregor gas station has been fined $25,000 by the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency. The PCA says Midwest Investment LLC improperly maintained and operated underground gasoline storage tanks at the former Mini-Mart No. 6. During an inspection in 2024, PCA staff found the company failed to conduct testing of its tank systems that prevent leaks and corrosion. They also learned a leak detection gauge had been broken since 2022. The Arrowhead Regional Development Commission has been given an Excellence in Regional Transportation Award for its Empowering Small Minnesota Communities program. ARDC works with the University of Minnesota on the grant-funded project. The goal is to examine how transportation barriers affect access to healthcare in the region. The award from the National Association of Development Organizations showcases effective and creative initiatives that improve accessibility, mobility, safety, and quality of life. Two Northland baseball teams faced off Friday for a chance to play in Monday's championship game. Aaron Bowman has more.
Red Lake County is headed to its second straight state title game. The Rebels defeated Southridge 4-3 in the Class A semifinals Friday. They fended off a late-game surge from Janesville-Waldorf-Pemberton in the first round to also win 4-3. Red Lake County will play in the championship 10 a.m. Monday at Target Field. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.